Ever find yourself wondering how we can measure things we can't even see? Like how much moisture is really clinging to that super sensitive microchip or even like viruses in the air?
It's wild, right?
Totally. And that's what we're diving into today, a Japanese company called Ballwave Inc.
They're doing some really groundbreaking stuff with sensor technology.
Yeah, their ball saw tech could revolutionize how we measure and interact with, well, pretty much the invisible world around us.
What's really incredible is that Ballwave has developed this sensor technology that's not only incredibly small, smaller than a grain of rice, but also incredibly sensitive and precise.
So before we get lost in the possibilities, let's back up. Why do we even need these new sensors? What's wrong with the ones we already have?
Well, think about traditional chemical sensors. They can be bulky, slow, and often just not sensitive enough for today's, you know, really cutting-edge applications.
Especially with things like chip manufacturing, right?
Exactly. Take semiconductor manufacturing. Those chips are so incredibly small now that even a tiny amount of moisture can completely ruin a whole batch. We're talking millions of dollars in losses, production delays.
It's mind-boggling when you think about how these chips are already practically microscopic. So how does Ballwave even begin to address this?
Okay, so imagine this. A tiny quartz crystal ball, like a miniature marble, with sound waves rippling across its surface.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
These sound waves, we call them SWs, are incredibly sensitive to anything that comes into contact with the ball's surface.
So like dropping a pebble into a still pond and seeing how the ripples change when they hit something.
Precisely. And that's the genius of ball saw technology. By analyzing how those waves change, ball wave sensors can detect minuscule amounts of substances with remarkable accuracy and speed.
So we've got these tiny little sensors sending out these sound waves, picking up on the tiniest changes. It's almost like giving them a sense of touch, but on like molecular level, you know? But what can you actually do with that?
That's where things get really interesting. Ballwave has developed these different product lines, and each one is kind of targeted to a specific application where this precision and this miniaturization are really, really key.
Makes sense.
So, for instance, they have these trace moisture analyzers.
Okay.
And these are really essential in industries like, you know, you mentioned chip manufacturing before, semiconductor manufacturing.
Right, right.
Where even a few, like, stray water molecules can totally mess up a whole batch of chips.
Yeah, and we're talking, you were saying millions of dollars. Right, it's not just a few wasted materials.
Right, huge financial impact. Mm-hmm. That's where Ballwave's technology really comes in. Their sensors can detect moisture levels way, way, way lower than what traditional sensors can do. And they can do it in real time.
Oh, wow.
So manufacturers can catch those problems before they become, you know,
huge problems.
Huge problems, yeah.
Yeah.
Adjust their processes and avoid those, like, really costly mistakes.
So it's not just about electronics, really, right? We're talking about any industry where a little bit of moisture can really throw things off. Pharmaceuticals, food production.
Right, absolutely. You've got, you think about high-performance coatings.
Yeah.
Aerospace manufacturing,
yeah.
You know, all kinds of things. And then there are these palm-sized gas chromatographs.
No, gas chromatograph, that's not something you usually, you know, picture in your pocket.
No, not at all. I mean, those are traditionally really bulky, really expensive pieces of equipment.
Like a whole lab setup.
Exactly. But Ballwave has managed to, like, really miniaturize this technology using these ball SAW sensors.
So, like, analyze the air quality or, like, check for a gas leak all in the palm of your hand.
Exactly. You got it. Or, you know, you could even monitor fermentation in a brewery.
Okay. Now, that's what I'm talking about. This is where it starts to feel like, okay, we're living in the future.
Right.
So, okay, what else? What about now we've got to talk about this virus detecting tech.
Ah, yes. The virus sensors.
Yeah, because I've heard some, like, whispers about this, but it almost sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, this is where things get, like, really futuristic. Ballwave is working on developing sensors that can actually detect viruses and bacteria, like, almost instantaneously.
Okay, how close are we to this actually being, like, a real thing?
Well, they're aiming for a market release in 2025.
Okay.
So, still a little ways off, and there are definitely still some technical hurdles, but the potential impact of this is, it's huge.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, can you imagine, like, rapid disease diagnostics at the doctor's office.
Exactly.
Real-time monitoring of air quality for, you know, are there pathogens in the hospital?
Yeah.
Schools? I mean, it could totally change how we think about public health.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, even think about food safety.
Right.
Environmental monitoring, border control, and biosecurity, all kinds of things.
It's pretty amazing to think about, you know, something so tiny, like these ball saw sensors,
yeah,
actually having a real impact on so many different industries.
Yeah.
But who are the big players? Who's really like lining up to get their hands on this tech?
Well, you have to think about who would benefit the most from this level of, you know, precision and miniaturization.
Right.
And we've already touched on some of them, like your semiconductor manufacturers, Samsung, Intel.
Right, right, of course.
Companies that really need to keep those fabrication plants incredibly clean.
Yeah.
Any contamination can cost them, you know, millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be like the cleanest place on earth.
It's got to be close. And ball wave sensors give them this like really incredible level of control and, you know, the real-time monitoring.
Sounds like having a security system, but, you know, microscopic.
Exactly. And then on top of that, you've got your pharmaceutical companies, your Lonzas, your Catalans.
Right. Big players.
Big players. Really invested in biomanufacturing.
Mm.
You know, that relies on these incredibly precise, delicate processes. They're producing vaccines and all kinds of other biopharmaceutical.
Really, really sensitive stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And Ballwave's tech could really help them optimize those processes, you know, ensure higher yields, more consistency, that kind of thing.
So from, like, the tiny, tiny world of microchips to, you know, saving lives with medicine, pretty wide range.
Absolutely.
So where does Ballwave go from here? What's next for them?
Well, I mean, they're facing competition, right? There are other companies working on sensor technology. Yeah. Everyone's got their own, you know, advantages, disadvantages. But I think Ballwave has a few key things going for them, that unique combination of, you know, the size, the speed, and that sensitivity. And they've got a really smart strategy focusing on these, you know, really high growth areas. They're not trying to be everything to everyone.
Right.
They're really focusing on the areas where their technology can kind of like blow things open.
Smart move, right? Play to your strengths.
Exactly.
It sounds like they're in a pretty good position.
I think so, yeah. And the best part is, you know, this is still really early.
Right.
So as they continue to, you know, make the technology better, explore new ways to use it, who knows what they could discover.
That's so exciting.
The possibilities are really pretty much limitless at this point.
It feels like we're on the edge of something really incredible, right?
Yeah.
Being able to measure and understand the world in such a like granular way.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, who knows? Maybe someday we'll look back and this was like the start of a sensor revolution.
Absolutely.
I like the sound of that. But that's all we have for today's deep dive into Ballwave Inc. From, you know, these tiny sensors to the potential for massive, massive change.
It's been a fascinating dive.
If you want to learn more about Ballwave and their incredible innovations, check out the show notes. You'll find links to all kinds of cool stuff. And until next time, keep exploring. You never know what you'll find out there.